It's The Takeaway. I'm Sarah Gonzalez, filling in for Tanzina Vega. The Trump administration announced this week that it'll cap the number of refugees allowed in the United States at 30,000. That's the lowest number since the creation of our refugee program in 1980. Under President George W. Bush, the cap was 80,000. Meanwhile, Pakistan's newly elected Prime Minister Imran Khan has floated a controversial idea. He promised to grant citizenship to nearly 1.5 million children of Afghan refugees living in Pakistan. This was a marked reversal, considering the often fraught relationship between the two neighboring countries. But the proposal prompted an intense backlash from politicians and those close to the military. Michael Kugelman is the deputy director of the Asia program at the Wilson Center, and he joins us now. Welcome, Michael.
Good to be here with you.
Walk us through Prime Minister Imran Khan's announcement. He is conservative. Why did he promise citizenship and then seemingly walk it back?
Well, it's quite extraordinary because there have been laws on the books for many years in Pakistan that anyone born in the country can become a citizen. But previous administrations never really implemented that law. So Imran Khan is really the first one to do that. And I think he simply has a genuine interest to bring some dignity and rights to a community that's 1 to 2 million strong that has really suffered from a lot of discrimination over the years. And I think that Imran Khan wanted to change that, but may have underestimated the degree of backlash that would result, including from the very powerful military. If you look at the history, the political history of Pakistan, when you have a civilian leader that tries to pursue a policy at odds with what the military wants, they rarely succeed. And sometimes it leads to these civilian leaders being forced to step down. I don't know if it'll come to that in this case, but it's going to be difficult. Imran Khan didn't completely back away from this vow, but he's basically said, well, we need to sort of step back and let Parliament discuss the issue as well.
And Afghan refugees have been treated with hostility by large swaths of Pakistani society for decades. Many have been harassed and deported. Can you just give us a sense of the history behind that?
Well, Afghans started coming into Pakistan several decades ago when the Soviet Union was occupying Afghanistan. And I think that we should credit the Pakistani state for being willing to host so many Afghan refugees for so many years. You know, we're looking at a community of 1 to 2 million people that have been able to stay in the country for several decades. And, you know, you compare that to a country like the United States, which, as you mentioned earlier, has basically said that it's going to reduce the number of refugees that it will allow in the country, thousands of tens of thousands. In Pakistan, we're talking about 1 or 2 million. So the context is important in that regard. But it's true that you do have many cases of these refugees who live in very impoverished communities, are unable to assimilate, and just face all types of problems from law enforcement. I mean, it depends on the case. You know, you have a lot of Afghans who live in the major cities of Pakistan, such as Karachi, which is a mega city of many million people. And there, you know, they have been able to assimilate to a degree, in some cases, get jobs, make a living. And many of them, you know, really consider Pakistan to be their home.
And then do you have thoughts on the new record low U.S. cap on refugees?
I just think it's so unfortunate. There's never been a more important time for the world to come together and provide a level of generosity to these refugee communities. The fact of the matter is, as you know, all over the world, you're having these refugee communities that are struggling to receive a semblance of dignity in their host communities. And there certainly have been leaders that have tried to help them, but you know, it's just very difficult. You look at what's happened to these Syrian refugees that have tried to go to Europe. Many of them have been sent back. Of course, you look at the plight of the Rohingya, who many of whom have ended up in Bangladesh, and Bangladesh wants to send them back. There's never been a worse time for the United States to seemingly disengage from that effort.
Michael Kugelman is the deputy director of the Asia program at the Wilson Center. Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.